This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Love.
Take a look at the sky where the whippoorwill trills, and the mountain so high where the cataract spills.
Take a look at the falls and the rippling rills. Hear the wanderlust calls of the whispering hills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. Rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills.
Let me live on the range where the tumbleweeds grow. Let the silver sand change where the prairie winds blow.
Let the wanderers sing where the wanderers go. Let the melody ring, for he's happy, I know. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow.
Let me follow the trail where the buffalo roam. Let a silver cloud sail where the setting sun shone.
Let the lobo wolf wail in a broken heart tone. Let it storm, let it gale, still the prairie's my home. My broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam. A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam. The prairie's my
home. Everybody knows when you go to the show, you can't take the kids along. You've got to read the paper and know the code of G, P, G, and R, and X. And you got to know what the movie's about before you even go. Tex Ritter's gone and Disney's dead and the screen is filled with sex.
Whatever happened to Randolph Scott riding the trail alone? Whatever happened to Gene and Tex and Roy and Rex the Durango Kid? Oh, whatever happened to Randolph Scott, his horse plain as could be? Whatever happened to Randolph Scott, this happened to the best of me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to make a comment about our doubts and fears. True Grit's the only movie I've really understood in years. You've got to take your analyst along to see if it's fit to see. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the industry.
Whatever happened to Johnny Mac Brown and Alan Rocky Lane? Whatever happened to Lash LaRue? I'd love to see them again. Whatever happened to Smiley Burnett, Tim Hope, and Gene Autry? Whatever happened to all of these has happened to the best of me. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the industry.
You know, the way I see it, there'll never be any heroes anymore. Like Roy Rogers, for instance. I don't think today's world would accept him. It just don't happen.
I remember when I was a little boy, man, my dad, he almost worshipped the ground Roy Rogers rode his horse across. Even I know Roy Rogers wasn't no real cowboy.
Yes, he was. Let me tell you something. Roy Rogers, as a cowboy, set a better example for kids in America than anybody ever did before, or probably since. I'll tell you something else about Roy Rogers. He always stood for something. He stood for what's right.
When I was young and thinking about what life would be in black and white, playing on our old TV, you never failed me. You were all I needed to know. On your white horse, you were my hero. Oh, that lady, girl of my childhood dreams. The guy in black was always chasing her, it seems. But I never worried. Virtue triumphed in the end. And how I cheered you way back then. All those movies in black and white, it was easy to tell the wrong from right, where the bad guy loses in the end and the good guy wins the lady's hand. We still need you if the truth were known. The color's fine and they've improved the tone, but I'd rather get the ending right. We still need heroes, heroes in black and white. Now I'm older and the world's a different place, you see. The black and white looks a little gray to me. And I have changed, guess there's been some compromise. And the lady looks a little sad but wise. Late at night, far past the news at 10, there on the reruns, riding for the truth again. Sometimes I see you, and I cheer each time you win the fight. I still need heroes, heroes in black and white. Oh, those movies in black and white, it was easy to tell the wrong from right, where the bad guy loses in the end and the good guy wins a lady's hand. We still need you if the truth were known. The color's fine and they've improved the tone, but I'd rather get the ending right. We still need heroes.
Heroes in Black and White by Johnny Cash. And that's the theme for part of today's show, at least. Heroes in Black and White. Just before Johnny, we heard the Statler Brothers with Whatever Happened to Randolph Scott. And all those other cowboy heroes we used to enjoy in the Saturday matinees. And on television. A lot of Westerns made their way onto the television screen back in the 1950s and 60s. And we opened the show with Chant of the Wanderer by the Sons of the Pioneers. Now the Red Hot Rhythm Rustlers, featuring Marvin Odell, have a song titled The TV Cowboys.
I was sad when they ran the B-Western for that final time, down at the town square movie house where I'd always stand in line. We'd watch good guys fighting bad guys up on the silver screen. It was a favorite way to pass the day for all my pals and me. We thought we'd never see them shoot their way out of trouble again. No more white hats, saving girls, or funny sidekick friends. Well, then one day I was feeling bored, so I turned on our TV. There they were, a-riding again for all the world to see. I saw Hopalong Cassidy, Wild Bill Hickok, a man called Paladin, Annie Oakley, Wyatt Earp, Kit Carson and Old Cheyenne, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, Cisco and Poncho, even Gene and Roy. When supper was done, I'd cut and run so I could ride with the TV Cowboys. I guess those days are over, TV's changed for sure, and you won't see a cowboy ride the range no more. We're kinda short on heroes on and off the screen, but all my cowboy heroes, they're still riding through my dreams. The frontier doctor, Bronco Lane, don't forget Sky King, the bounty hunter, the range rider, tough old Judge Roy Bean, Shotgun Slade, Johnny Yuma, the rifleman and his boy. Life's rough and tough when I saddle up and ride with the TV Cowboys. The Cowboy G-Men, Ben and Hoss, Adam and Little Joe, Sheriff Matt Dillon, Sugarfoot, Maverick on a riverboat, Gil Favor, Pete Nolan, Rowdy Yates and the Rawhide Boys. Every night of the week before going to sleep, I ride with the TV Cowboys. Now my hat is off because we've lost those hard-riding TV Cowboys.
Jim Jones with the TV Cowboys. Now, I mistakenly said earlier that that was a song that was going to feature Marvin Odell. It didn't, of course. It was Jim Jones. Marvin Odell, though, was a co-composer with Jim Jones on that song. Now we've got Johnny Cash again with Who's Gene Autry?
Whoopee tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again.
My little boy said,
Daddy, who's Gene Autry?
His old movie was coming on TV. And I said, let me tell you about him, son. And I took him upon my knee. Why, when I was a little boy about your size, and just about every Saturday night, when I could scrape up a dime for the movies, and when my daddy said all right, I'd be right downtown at the picture show, like everybody else that could, to see a handsome man on a big fine stallion going about doing good, singing
whoopee-tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, put him back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-yi-yay, let him go on his way, back in the saddle.
again. Why, he could ride his horse and play his guitar and sing all at the same time. And I was riding right along there beside him on that broomstick pony of mine. And you know, his pistol never ran out of bullets when the bad guys had to be stopped. And somehow his bullets never drew any blood, but the bad guys dropped when he shot. Yeah, old Gene was the image of justice and goodness and purity. And in the eyes of a poor little country boy, he made the world look better to me. Singing whoopee tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, put him back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie-yi-yo, let him go on his way, back in the saddle again. And you know the way he rescued the rancher's daughter, it sent a thrill right up the aisle. And the ending would always send us home with a good, victorious smile. Now you ask me who's Gene Autry? Well, son, go ahead and watch the show. And then ride off into the sunset with him, like I did 40 years ago. Singing whoopee tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, put him back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie-yi-yo, let him go on his way, back in the saddle again.
Johnny Cash with a pretty good answer to the question, who's Gene Autry?
It seems like only yesterday that we rode the range together. Prairie skies and tumbleweeds just as far as we could see. Then you grew up and drifted on, but I know that you'll remember when you were a saddle pal to Hoppy, Gene, and me. Freckle face and skinned up knees, you helped us fight the bad guys with a 5-cent bag of popcorn and a cap gun by your side. You know, time has a way of changing things, and soon there was your first love. You thought it would last forever, but when she left, you cried. But Hoppy, Gene, and me, we taught you how to shoot straight, and a cowboy never cries. That's how it had to be. Just stories from the silver screen, now most of them forgotten. Double feature Saturdays with Hoppy, Gene, and me. Last you found your real true love, and now you look so happy. Is that your little cowpoke that you're bouncing on your knee? Well, the prairie sky is just as blue, and life is like a rerun. Just like you, he'll be a saddle pal to Hoppy, Gene, and me. Hoppy, Gene, and me, we taught you how to shoot straight. You were gonna be a cowboy, that's how it had to be. Just stories from the silver screen, now most of them forgotten. Double feature Saturday, Hoppy, Gene, and me.
is rolled across your silver screen. For over 40 years, he's brought bad men to justice. He's seen laughter and he's seen tears. And I know forever in many hearts he'll reign as the king of the cowboys. There is honor to his name. He's a kind and gentle legend. A hero is his fame, showing young folks to see the right from wrong. And he's taught me the very same. And I know forever in many hearts he'll reign as the king of the cowboys. There is magic in his name. He's the king of the cowboys, a legend in his time, a man who loves his country, where he will always ride. Saddled up on his golden palomino, with a six-gun by each side, in his boots and spurs and his white hat, rides a man with a lot of pride. And I know forever in many hearts he'll reign as the king of the cowboys. There is honor to his name. King of the cowboys, a legend in his time, a man who loves his country, where he will always ride. Riding off into the sunset in a western sky of blue, has given us precious memories and happy trails for me and you.
I fell asleep the other day and dreamed I was a kid. I knew every cowboy and his horse and all the things they did. I watched them every Saturday at the local picture show. They'd save the ranch for little Nell and down the trail they'd go. They were Saturday's heroes, wild as the wind. They never started trouble, they always made it in. I swore that someday I would buy a pony for my own, ride the hills of movie land and sing my cowboy song. I lit a ship for Hollywood, I had to take my chance. Gene Autry cut me out of mount on a spread called Melody Ranch. I rode with Gene and Hopalong, Roy Rogers and Gabby Hayes, Johnny Mac Brown and Tex Ritter, and man, those were the days. Red Ryder and the Durango Kid and old Hoot Gibson too, we did all the crazy things that cowboys often do. We were Saturday's heroes, king for a day. We'd save the ranch for little Nell and then be on our way. Then one day fate came my way, they said you are a star. A horse and silver saddle and a great big fancy car. A guitar slung across my leg, a six gun by my side. I'd sing you doggies get along as down the trail we'd ride. Then I awoke and realized that this was all a dream. 30 years had passed me by just like a movie scene. And some of them have just rode away that great tally book to sign. I'll ride with them again, I know, at another place and time. They were Saturday's heroes, wild as the wind. They never started trouble, they always made it in. Now I've been a lot of places and had a lot of fun. My old six gun hangs there on the wall and my songs have all been sung. I'd give the world to be a little feller one more time and see those cowboy heroes ride. It only cost a dime. They were Saturday's heroes.
Jimmy Wakely, one of Saturday's heroes in black and white. And just before Jimmy, we heard Dusty Rogers, Roy Rogers Jr., with a tribute to his dad, the King of the Cowboys, with a song titled King of the Cowboys. And the King himself, Roy Rogers, sang Hoppy, Gene, and Me. And Johnny Cash answered the question, who's Gene Autry? And that wraps up our segment on Heroes in Black and White. Now here's a contemporary song recorded by Randy Houston in 2015. It's called Cowboy Magazine.
His mama dressed him up in short pants and sent him to the very best schools. In the 70s he grew his hair and his beard, broke the establishment's rules. Now he's got a 5-acre ranch over on the western slope, and a longhorn bull and an Appaloosa horse and a 60-foot rawhide rope. He goes riding down the trail honking his saddle horn, wearing every piece of gear any buckaroo's ever worn. He used to follow the Rolling Stone, but he's no longer into that scene, 'cause his new ambition is getting his picture in Cowboy Magazine. Daddy named him Aubrey Preston Jones III, but he nicknamed himself Bronco so he could fit in the herd. He watches RFD, he reads buckaroo books, eats nothing but beef and beans, and he just can't figure why he can't get his picture in Cowboy Magazine. He goes riding down the trail honking his saddle horn, wearing every piece of gear any buckaroo's ever worn. He used to follow the Rolling Stone, but he's no longer into that scene, 'cause his new ambition is getting his picture in Cowboy Magazine. Thank you. wants to hear the prairie dogs howl. He wants to see a camp cookie sing. And he just can't figure why he can't get his picture in Cowboy Magazine.
Thank you.
legendary fiddler Johnny Gimble with Quick Step Annie. And just before that, we heard a very rare recording by the Denning Sisters, titled When the White Azaleas Start Blooming. And we opened with Randy Houston from his award-winning CD with a song titled Cowboy Magazine. Now, here's Eddie Dean with When the Blue Bonnets Bloom. And we'll follow Eddie with a song Gene Autry sang on the radio with Eddie and his brother Jimmy Dean in 1942, when Eddie and Jimmy Dean worked with Gene on Gene Autry's Melody Ranch radio show.
When the blue bonnets bloom in the valley and the mockingbirds sing all the day, I will come back to you in the valley. Then you'll know I'm content to stay. Oh, the sweet scented breeze of the flowers will remind me again of you, dear. For the love that we found amid the bowers is a memory that always is near. When the blue bonnets bloom in the valley and the mockingbirds sing all the day, I will come back to you in the valley, and I never will go away. Sweet scented breeze of the flowers will remind me again of you, dear. For the love that we found amid the bowers is a memory that always is near. When the blue bonnets bloom in the valley and the mockingbirds sing all the day, I will come back to you and the valley, and I never will go away.
There's a rainbow on the Rio Colorado. There's a haze around the western Texas moon. Someone waits beside the Rio Colorado, 'cause I promised to come back to Texas soon. When dawn comes breaking through this lonesome buckaroo, we'll be riding down a trail I used to roam. There's a rainbow on the Rio Colorado, and it calls me to my western Texas home. western Texas moon. Someone waits beside the Rio Colorado, 'cause I promise to come back to Texas soon. When dawn comes breaking through this lonesome buckaroo, we'll be riding down a trail I used to roam. There's a rainbow on the Rio Colorado, and it calls me to my western Texas home.
Gene Autry from 1942 with Eddie and Jimmy Dean on his radio show, Beverly Ranch, with There's a Rainbow on the Rio Colorado. And just before that, we heard Eddie Dean sing a solo on When the Blue Bonnets Bloom. Now, lots of folks ask me where I learn all this information I give out on the radio show and in things I write. Well, I learned from a lot of different sources, and I learned about these recordings in Eddie Dean's biography. It's a fairly new book, and it's a great book about Eddie Dean and about show business during the time Eddie Dean was active in Hollywood. You can find it online, and I would encourage you to look for it and to buy it. It's a really informative, very interesting book about Eddie Dean. Now here are Woody Paul and Joey Miskelen with The Jesse Polka.
Would oft times repeat blessings of my country and you, dear. Say, darling, say, when I'm far away, sometimes you may think of me, dear. Bright sunny days will soon fade away. Remember what I say. I'm off to the war I must go, fighting for my country and you, dear. But if I should fall, in vain I would call, blessing of my country and you, dear. Say, darling, say, when I'm far away, sometimes you may think of me, dear. Bright sunny day will soon fade away. Remember what I say and be true, dear.
The Flying X Ranch Hands with Hugh Farr from 1976 with an old song titled A Spanish Cavalier. That's a very rare recording and we hope you enjoyed it. Hugh Farr, of course, was the fiddler with the Sons of the Pioneers for so many years, and when he retired, he decided he just couldn't sit still. So one of the things he did very late in retirement, because he retired in 1958, was work with the Flying X Ranch Hands for a while. And this is one of the songs they recorded, A Spanish Cavalier. Now here's another really rare recording by a group called the Western Airs. It was Cliffy Stone's group, but it included Frankie Marvin, Art Wenzel, Jack Rivers, and Merle Travis. You may have heard some of those names. They were some of the great names in Western music back in the 1930s and 40s in Hollywood. They're going to play So Long to the Red River Valley.
So long to the Red River Valley. My roping and wrangling is through. And so farewell to the home corral and all the old pals I once knew. Ooh.
my roping and wrangling is through. And so farewell to the home corral and all the old pals I once knew.
Goodbye to the old empty bunkhouse where we dreamed the hours away. Send my mail to the end of the trail, so long to the Red River Valley. Loody, 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 loody.
Cliffy Stone and his Western Airs with So Long to the Red River Valley. I think most, if not all, of those folks worked with Gene Autry at one time or another. Well, as I said, that's a very rare recording. A friend of mine sent me that not too long ago, and we thought you might enjoy it. Hope you did. Looks like today's the day for rare recordings, because we're going to close this set with one you might have seen referred to if you're familiar with Sons of the Pioneers discographies, but you might not have heard it. It's one by Mason Williams, recorded with the Sons of the Pioneers in 1969, and it's called Cowboy Buckaroo.
I was raised on matinees on Saturday afternoons, looking up at Poppy, Gene, and Roy, oh boy. And I grew up thinking the best a man can do is be a rootin', tootin', straight shootin' cowboy buckaroo. Spurs a-janglin', whoopee-tie-ya, yeah. Just a wrangling through every single day. Yodel, little lady, yodel, little lady, yodel, little lady, who? A man should be a rootin', tootin', straight shootin' cowboy buckaroo. Buckaroo's a cowboy who believes in what is good. A buckaroo wouldn't hurt you if he could.
If he could.
I ain't afraid to say it, 'cause I ain't afraid of you. I'm a rootin', tootin', straight shootin' cowboy buckaroo.
Spurs a-janglin', whoopee-tie-yay. Just a-wranglin' through every single day.
Yodel-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-little-
Be the way we are, or be how we could be? Could illusion become reality? I've got to ask the question, 'cause the answer's overdue. Why can't we all ride together and be cowboy buckaroo? Spurs a jangling, whoopie-tie-yi-yi, just a wrangling through every single
beautiful day. Yodel-a-little-little-little-little lady, yodel-a-little-little-little-little lady, yodel-a-little-little-little-little lady, ooh.
all ride together and be cowboy buckaroo? Why can't we all ride together and be cowboy buckaroo?
Mason Williams with the Sons of the Pioneers from 1969, with a song titled Cowboy Buckaroo. That's one we probably could have used in our Heroes in Black and White set, isn't it? Well, we got it in the same show anyway, and we hope you liked it. Another really rare recording, Cowboy Buckaroo. Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.